Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
And it's Monday.
It's Monday. You know, our engineer, Noelle's laughing at us today because we're being a little goofy. We're being a little crazy. It's apparently we got enough rest over the weekend that we're feeling good today. What do we do on Monday, Diana, here at the Tech Table?
Mail Monday.
That's right. You can email us your questions at questions@askmpa.com. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we have a good question. It's very timely.
That's right.
Monica emailed in and asked about the new iPad Air.
And we talked about that.
We did. Yeah. And it just came out just a few days ago. And, you know, obviously it sounds like it must be lightweight. So it is lightweight.
Air?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It is incredibly light. They say it's just 1 pound. Now, I say, because the typical iPad only weighs about 2 pounds. Probably not even that. So I don't really know why 1 pound is so much more exciting, I guess.
Well, Justin, in all fairness, when you're talking about holding an electronic device in your hand, sometimes for hours on end.
I suppose if you're reading or watching a movie. Well, don't you prop them up? Like, don't they have, like,
Well, yes.
You have a case that props up?
Well, think of it this way, then. Your case will have less wear and tear on it because it's supporting less weight.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
All right. So it is lighter than Air, this iPad Air. All right. And it also uses the new A7 chip, which is more exciting to me, for faster speeds and processing of graphics and things like that. Mm-hmm. Advanced wireless technology so it can perform better even at a distance.
Yeah. And, of course, the operating system 7 comes standard on this one. So you get to enjoy the new Apple A7.
Oh, that's very exciting. Mm-hmm. That's very exciting. So it continues to have the 9.7 display. And, you know, it's interesting. It's better than televisions and
amazing
computer screens. It features 3.1 million pixels.
That's what they say.
That's a lot of pixels.
Lots.
Right. Now, the thing, you know, what everyone keeps waiting for, though, is another iPad that is smaller with the Retina display, which is even better. But they actually, I guess they're having problems developing that smaller because of the technology that it needs to have that Retina display. Yeah. So the iPad Air is not like that. But it does have 3.1 million pixels, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it says it's better for FaceTime and EyeSight camera. What's FaceTime?
Yeah, FaceTime, well, it's kind of like video back and forth over the phone, like video phone kind of.
Yeah, I once clicked the FaceTime button. And I ended up face-to-face with someone.
Did you?
I did. It was at the office, so I was looking appropriate in my bathroom.
I was going to say.
But, yeah, I know. Watch out. Watch out if you're ever chatting with me,
because
you
button.
Could accidentally get some FaceTime
icon,
going on there. And might be an ugly sight you might see.
Mm.
But there are speakers. There is a microphone. Very interesting. So check out that iPad Air and send us your emails at questions@askmpa.com. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.